This is Femi Kuti, and you are listening to NYC Radio Live.
All right, we are hanging out with LaDama here at home in Brooklyn. It's super exciting. I am here with Mara Kraus and Sarah Lucas and Daniela Serna and Mafer Bondola and Pat Swobota. We're here at home. We're about to do a live set, which is really exciting, but I do want to let you all know that this podcast is supported by the wonderful Rubin Museum of Art, and they bring us this piece of wisdom from Carl Jung. He said, "Who looks outside dreams. Who looks inside awakes." Thank you, Carl Jung. The Rubin Museum's Wisdom series is underway, along with a lot of wonderful programming and exhibits to check out. I myself am there the first Friday of the month, DJing from 6 to 10, with the whole museum open. Anyway, you guys have such a fascinating band. You're from all different parts of the world. I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about how this band started. Maybe. Sarah?
We all met at One Beat, a fellowship, and it brings musicians from around the world, from 25 different countries, to collaborate, write music, compose, and create projects together. And now we're a band that travels, giving workshops all around the world, performances. We have a record coming out soon, and yeah.
That's exciting. That was Sarah. Go ahead, Mika.
Yes, we are four women and one man for different countries, and we play our traditional instrument too, and we are like our original songs. So the interesting for this band is like to create music for different origins or background, but at the same time it's like the one way in our music. And the impact, the more important impact for this moment in our goal is empowerment for the people and the women in the first place. And yes, and I think we can invite and a lot of artists and musicians, like they can to do the same. Like maybe they can to do the inspiration for other people, because the people need more history, more inspiration, more music, more art. So I think this is a good way for us.
Yeah, no doubt. What are the countries that people come from in this group?
Lara Klaus is from Recife, Brazil. Daniela Serna is from Bogota, Colombia. Mafer Bandola is from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. And Pat and I are here in New York.
All right. So, kind of what Mafer Bandola was saying, I think empowering people and showing, you guys are a great example of power with how good you are in music. So maybe, do you want to, what song are we going to start off with?
So yeah, we are going to play three songs. One of them, maybe it can be the first one. This is our latest song, like a pretty new song that we're going to release in our record. And it's called Elu.
All right, let's do it. Thank you. great. Okay. That was so beautiful. Could you tell us about the lyrics on that? Like, what was
that? Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's a war game, actually, but it talks about life and how. I think that the idea started with like our relationship, that like together we like from different places and stuff, and being together, we make a bond. I mean, it talks about a bond we create in life, the connection with other people, and talk about this. Yeah.
Nice.
And it means bond. Elo means bond.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. All right. What's up next? What are we going to hear?
Next, I think we're going to play Night Traveler, which is original composition also. Let's play Night Traveler.
Okay, we're ready to film it?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay. Just that. Intro.
Thank you.
All right, smoking, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh my God, so big. I love, my God, I love this.
Wow.
Thing. It's a perfect interview.
Thank you. All right, so I know you guys are busy. You have gigs. You have things to go to and do. But you do have one more. You can do one more song, right? You have some more music? Yeah. Okay. What's coming up?
We're going to play Cumbia Brasilera.
Uh-huh. And yeah, that'll take us out?
Come on.
Yeah. I said that'll take us out. That means like...
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, Cumbia Brasilera.
Anything we should know about this?
Yeah, I think it's a special. It's one of the first songs that we create together when we were together for the very first time touring internationally.
Yeah.
In Recife, Brazil. We were about to play in Rec Beat Festival, which is like a really cool independent alternative festival that happens during Carnival season. So we were there experiencing like the Brazilian culture, all the African roots that they have that are super strong, like all these crazy rhythms, maracatu, frevo, afoxé. But at the same time, we were showing like our music and our culture. And in my case, I play tambor alegre and I play like Caribbean rhythms from Colombia. So cumbia was, of course, like something that has to happen in La Ama somehow. And we were just jamming cumbia. And I don't know, Maria, we're just, jamming and having this melody, this idea. And I started to sing this coro about a cumbia brasilera, which is kind of new because there's a lot of cumbia. Cumbia is like a strong rhythm and like a strong cultural thing in all South America and I think all over the world. But, however, Brazil has no much cumbia, has no cumbia at all, I think, not traditionally. So we were like, okay, this is the first cumbia brasilera ever. And when we started to play the song in the festivals, and I was always saying to people, like, the Brazilian thing that this cumbia has is Lara playing drums like she's Brazilian. Because it's just as cumbia, like traditional cumbia. But of course, just saying that it's a cumbia brasilera.
Different flavor.
With a different, of
and
course she's putting, and it was born in Brazil, like it makes sense. And
During Carnival,
it was special. I think people love it. It was so crazy for me, like being in festival and starting this song and saying to people, we're going to play some Colombian music. And people were like actually excited and screaming about it. I was like, okay, they know what this is, which I didn't expect it, you know. So, Cumbia Brasilera was like the beginning of this creative process we've been doing together.
Wow. So maybe there'll be like Cumbia Brasilera, like, festivals in the future.
I it's know, like, yes, why like, no, definitely. It would be exciting for us to start. And
Yeah, there'll be people who only listen to Cumbia Brasileira. They'll be like, no, I don't.
Cumbia Brasileira, that's our thing.
All right, so let's hear the song that's the beginning of a movement. And thank you so much for your time, guys. This was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ciao. All right. Ciao. Running.
I'm rolling digital film.